Agnes. It's so good to see you again.
What are you doing here?
Well, now that you're out of the hospital, I thought it was high time we got acquainted, don't you?
No.
I know you're not 100%, so I'll just show myself in.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
What do you want?
I told you, I want us to get acquainted. I mean, we've never formally met. Although I'm sure William told you all about his younger sister when the two of you were dating.
No.
Okay, then. Let me fill you in. William was 2 years older than me, and we were very tight. I remember the first day he came home, going on and on about this wonderful girl he had met, Agnes. Of course, it didn't take long for me to realize that the two of you were secretly dating because you were really dating someone else.
I can't talk.
I understand. Ellie told me all about your speech being affected after your stroke. That's really a shame. But don't worry. I didn't come here to have you talk to me. I'm happy to talk to you. Let me start by saying that I know you've been lying to Ellie about William raping you. We both know he would never do something like that. But in order to cover your tracks with your real boyfriend, you had to make up this awful story about William. When the truth is, you were nothing but a slut. You just couldn't keep your hands off of him.
He raped me, damn it. Now get the hell out of here.
My, my. Your speech suddenly cleared up now, didn't it? Isn't that something?
Get out!
You don't have a speech problem. What are you trying to pull here? Fine. You don't have to say another word. I know everything I need to know about you, Agnes.
In Dr. Hunt's office at the Westside Hospital, Adriana is under hypnosis.
He has his hand on my leg. He's moving it closer to me. Now we're kissing. Sweet, gentle kisses.
And you can't remember his name or what he looks like. What happened next, Adriana?
I feel his hand on my back.
Are the two of you becoming intimate?
I can't see him anymore. Where did he go?
The two of you are still in the car, right?
No. I'm back home, in my room. He's gone.
Did he bring you home, Adriana?
I don't know. He's not here.
Okay, look. I'm going to bring you out of it now. We've done enough for today. I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you wake up refreshed and we'll remember everything we talked about. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I remembered something. A man.
We made good progress today, Adriana. This is the first time you've remembered something from this time period in your life.
But what does it mean?
I'm not sure. We'll keep working at it. I feel like we're very close to a breakthrough.
I hope so.
Our session is over for today, Adriana. I'm going out to the nurse's station, so why don't you let me walk you back to your room?
Okay.
Okay, I don't know how much time I have, so I have to look fast. Zelda's file has to be in here somewhere.
In his office at TM Productions, Charlie is talking with Carl.
I want to talk to you about your father, Charlie. Turner Dean.
My father. Okay, I'll bite. What about him?
Look, I'm sure this has been a tough year for you, and I don't want to dredge up any bad memories, but I'm afraid I need to.
Bad memories? Talk to me, Carl. Make a little sense here, because I'm not following you. What bad memories are you talking about?
Your father died at New York Hospital, right?
Yes, after Larissa Davies stabbed him in the back.
Do you remember anything about the doctor that tended to him when he was brought in?
The doctor? No, not really. I believe it was a woman, but why does that matter?
Her name was Dr. Blanchard, Dr. Donna Blanchard.
So what?
Dr. Blanchard has since moved on to Westside Hospital.
Okay, can you get to the point? Why the hell would I care about this doctor's career moves? What did she have to do with anything?
She was recently suspended from the hospital after being sued for malpractice by two separate patients.
Malpractice? Why? What'd she do?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm going to be talking to them as soon as I can track them down.
Wait a minute. What's going on here? You said you're a private investigator, right? So who the hell are you working for?
I'm not working for anyone. I'm going to be honest with you, Charlie. I have become friends with Larissa Davies, and if there's any chance, she's not responsible for your father's death.
Whoa, hold on a minute, Dick Tracy. Larissa admitted in court to stabbing my father. She killed him in cold blood. And now she's in prison, serving time for it.
Yes, but Turner had surgery after being brought to the Westside ER, right? Surgery performed by Dr. Donna Blanchard. What if something went wrong?
Oh, come on, what are you trying to pull? There was nothing that doctor could have done after Larissa stabbed him. You don't even know why this poor Dr. Blanchard person is being sued, do you? Actually, you know what this sounds like? This sounds to me like you're grasping at straws here for something.
If Larissa didn't murder your father, wouldn't you want to know that?
Well, fortunately, my father's killer was found. Case closed. Larissa Davies murdered my father. And I'll be damned if I let some two-bit PI get her off the hook. She got off light as it is. But I promise you, Larissa is going to stay in Bedford Hills, Mr. Bradford, whether you like it or not.
In her apartment, Marilyn is standing by the phone, having just returned from Dr. Sellers' office.
More tests. God, why is this happening to me? Just when things were going so well with Blake. Her voicemail. Is she working today? Gretchen, hi, it's me. Look, I think you're working at Wilson's, but if you get this message and it's not too late, could you give me a call? I really need to talk to you. Thanks.
At Raven and Mac's apartment, Blake has just arrived.
So how's Marty doing?
He's fine. But I have a feeling you're here to discuss something else.
I think you read me pretty well now, Raven.
I think so, too. Now tell me what's on your mind. Has something else happened with Matt?
In a way, I've made a decision. I've gone over and over this in my mind, and there's really only one right thing for me to do.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.